Welcome to BizHaps, where entrepreneurs tell quick hit, bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Anna Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHaps is brought to you by Anna Bots. We automate sales and support with AI so you can close more deals, save money, and make your team more productive. Visit annabots.ai to get started. That's my name. That's annabots.ai. Today's guest is Chris Wilcox. With nearly 25 years of experience in IT and web design, Chris has been designing websites for almost as long as the internet has been around. Wow! His BizHap is about that time when he became a six-figure business. Chris, welcome to the show. Let's get into your story.
Thank you for inviting me on. I started my web design business by not wanting to start one at all. I used to do web design in my previous jobs under employment and hated it, to be honest. It was dumped on me. I had a lot of people just that was so bad to get information off and to get anything done. And I always vowed that I would never, ever consider it as a business. However, I did a free website for our landscape gardener in our old house that literally turned into such a profitable business website for him that he literally just kept pushing me on the phone and text and email till I actually went out there and did it for some other people. And about 3 years ago now, we turned that into a six-figure business, basically. So 10 years in from April this year, and it's still growing, still interesting, still keeps me busy. And I've never been bored of it since, and I love it.
That's awesome. You know, it reminded me, I had to learn to kind of move the mouse around to build websites. And it reminds me how knowing to do that took me to other areas in my life. To advance in getting jobs or building businesses. What was the biggest takeaway that you had from this experience?
That not all businesses need to start from something you love doing. I think a lot of people like to say, oh yeah, you need to find something you love and make it a business. Actually, you don't need to. You just need to find something that you're good at doing and that you can work on and create for others, I think is the biggest one.
That's really interesting. Yes, a lot of people say you need to find whatever you love doing. I mean, you can't find whatever you love doing if you don't try. For me, for instance, I find it when I'm in the middle of a learning curve, sometimes I'm like, oh, this is frustrating, but like, all right, I have to do this because it's just like a personal challenge for me. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I'm in that learning curve and I'm like, I hate this. But whenever I overcome that learning curve, I'm like, oh, it was not that bad. And I start to love it. Do you think that it happened to you?
Yeah, definitely. I love doing it now. You know, it genuinely keeps me interested because it can never stop. There's never an upper limit to how well I can do with it. I've literally taken it from websites years ago that were £100 a year to projects recently that I've hit 12, 13, 14,000 pounds for the project. So it's certainly come a long way in 10 years from where I was at the beginning.
Awesome. So what would be one advice that you would give to people that is related to this experience of yours?
Trust in yourself. I think when you can learn to trust in yourself on any level, whether it's financial, you know, being trusting that the business will still be here in a year's time, you know, look back at where you've been, what you've done, and actually use that as evidence as to why you will still be able to keep going in another year's time. You know, yourself, trust yourself is the key.
Great advice. So, Chris, who do you serve and how can those people find you?
They can visit my website, lightbulbwebdesign.co.uk. I also do consultation packages as well. So even if you don't want me to work on your website as the designer and the builder, we can also help you in getting the right one put together, even if we don't build it for you as well.
That's awesome. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Chris Wilcox, for coming on and sharing his story about that time when he became a six-figure business with something that he didn't even like at the beginning, but now he loves.
Thank you.
If you've got a BizHap of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhaps.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One BizHap a day keeps the burnout away. Just a quick reminder. If you want help installing AI systems so you can automate your business without becoming a tech genius, visit annabots.com and get started with us in as little as 30 minutes. See you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io.